The views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the individuals being interviewed and do not necessarily represent those of the Greater Winter Haven Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to It's Happening in the Haven. I'm your host, Brianna Price. Each episode, I get the privilege to speak to the amazing people taking Winter Haven and its surrounding Central Florida area to the next level. We're future-focused, celebrating our entrepreneurial history and leveraging it for our bright future ahead. This podcast is made possible through the generous support of our sponsors who believe in advancing commerce and community here in Winter Haven.
Hello, I'm Greg Littleton, President and CEO of Citizens Bank and Trust. We are proud to be a sponsor for Season 6 of It's Happening in the Haven. January is a great time for new beginnings, and for some, this might mean buying a home. So for a limited time, we are offering a fixed rate promotion for your mortgage needs. Whether you are looking to buy or build your dream home or renovate by accessing the equity in your existing home, let us be your first step in the mortgage loan process. Our residential lenders will work with you to find just the right mortgage with local decision making and personalized service throughout the loan process. To learn more, I invite you to stop by any of our conveniently located offices or visit us at citizens-bank.com. At Citizens Bank and Trust, we're proud to be your bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Promotional offer may end without notice. Loans subject to credit and underwriting approval. Appraisal, insurance, and other requirements or restrictions may apply. See lender for details. NMLS ID 528015.
On today's episode, I speak to Ann Clausen, Kara Nelson-James, and Karen McKenzie with Central Florida Healthcare. We chat about the incredible services they offer Winter Haven, as well as the impact they've made during their 50 years in healthcare. Welcome to the podcast, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So excited to have the Central Florida Healthcare ladies here. And you know what? I was just thinking, you know, it's the month of March. It's Women's History Month. And we got a group of beautiful ladies here today.
Why, thank you. Right back at you.
Well, thank you very much. Except Joe is here. He's a guy. But we appreciate him just as much.
We do, Joe.
but we're excited to have you guys here on the podcast. To share all the amazing things that you're doing in Winter Haven and kind of get into some really great stuff. So if you guys wouldn't mind, I would love for you guys to just share a little bit about yourselves, maybe just say your name, your position, and then maybe a little bit about why you have a passion for the patients and families at Central Florida Healthcare. So whoever wants to go first, go for it.
Okay, I'll start.
You will?
I will.
We have a taker.
That's right. So I'm Kara Nelson James. I am a family physician and have been one for the last 17 years. It blows my mind to
That's
think
amazing.
That. Yes. I'm also the chief medical officer at Central Florida Healthcare and have been in this role for about 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Other than that, in honor of International Women's Day, I'll also add that I'm a mother of four.
Love it.
Yes. And I'm a wife. I have a bunch of sisters. And
more girl power, it sounds like.
Right.
Love
exactly.
It.
Right. And one daughter. And for me, for Central Florida Healthcare, the reason I'm passionate about this patient population, I don't know if there's a short answer, but I'll try to make it as short as possible. I have to say that my mother really is part of the inspiration why I wanted to work with the underserved. My mother in her young years was a registered nurse and got sick at a very young age and was designated disabled and had to live on a fixed income and was also a Medicaid recipient. And so, you know, I think that I channel that knowing that, you know, you never know what circumstances people have been in or where they're coming from.
Right.
I believe that everyone, regardless of your income level, your gender, ethnicity, has the right to the best quality health care. I believe that it's a basic human right.
Mm-hmm.
And as I finished residency, I decided that that's where I wanted to take my career and to work with this population because they deserve the best.
That's amazing. A beautiful answer. Not too long, not too short.
I tried to shorten it.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing. We appreciate that. Anne, would you like to go next since you're in our line?
Sure. So Anne Claussen, I'm the CEO for Central Florida Healthcare. And my desire to serve is somewhat similar to Dr. Nelson James. My mom was also a registered nurse and actually worked at Winter Haven Hospital.
Oh, wow.
And she was diagnosed when she was 38 of ovarian cancer and passed away when she was 39. And that left me in my heart at a very young age, wanting that passion to be able to serve and take care of people. And so I've been the CEO since 2014, and I love what I do. I love our leadership team, all the people that I work with. And my heart is truly there for our patients, because every person deserves great health care. And I'm so very proud of what we do in Central Florida Healthcare.
Absolutely. And it's awesome to hear that you guys are, you know, in these leadership roles. And it's really coming from an authentic place of really wanting to help people because of the experiences that you've had. So that's truly amazing. Thank you for sharing.
Course.
Last but not least.
Certainly not. I am Dr. Karen McKenzie, and I am the Chief Dental Officer of Central Florida Healthcare. My journey began over 15 years ago with Central Florida Healthcare. My intention was to join the corporation for 2 years, give back, and then go into private dentistry. But I found a passion and a calling with this amazing organization who our leadership, as you can tell, have a sincere heart for taking care of the population that we serve. I have been more than fulfilled by career, by my calling spiritually, working here in Central Florida in these communities, and I just give God thanks every day for the opportunity to serve.
That's amazing. You guys, I could be pulling out tissues right now thinking, I'm like, but it makes such a difference from the top down. Obviously, when it comes to healthcare, you want to be able to walk into a facility and feel like you're being taken care of, and that is coming from a really authentic and loving place. And I feel that from across this table that I'm pregnant, so I could cry at any drop of a hat. So I'm like, oh no, keep the tears in. So thank you guys for sharing. I really appreciate that. And it's really special to hear your stories and why you love working for Central Florida Healthcare. So we're going to get into a little bit more about Central Florida Healthcare. So you guys actually just finished celebrating 50 years of service in healthcare.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
50 years is amazing. And so I definitely wanted to highlight that. But for listeners who maybe don't know or aren't familiar, could you guys tell us a little bit about Central Florida Healthcare and everything that it offers? Ooh. And I know that's kind of a long answer, so whoever wants to take a stab at it.
It's not really a long answer, but, you know, so 50 years is a long time. I feel like it's, for me, it's a lifetime.
I know, it's a long time.
And we'll leave it at that. But, when we started with one clinic in this town of Frostproof. I won't call it a city because I don't think it was a city then, and have grown. And I think since I started here, I started my career here in 2006. And since then, we've grown exponentially. And when we started just offering medical services with one doctor and one nurse, I believe. And since then, went on to add multiple other subspecialties, including dentistry is one. Most recently, we've added optometry and behavioral health services. And for our medical department, we offer, of course, adult services, so adult primary care, pediatric primary care, and obstetrics and gynecology. We also have a thriving pharmacy program. So many of our clinics have an in-house pharmacy where our patients are able to get their medications filled.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah, awesome. Right there within 15 minutes typically once we have that medication in stock. And
love
it's typically
that.
The best price that you can find in the community. So we offer not just fast, convenient service, but I think that it's really timely and it's what the community needs.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I just want to add to that that our leadership, apart from being extremely responsive to the communities that we serve, the new paradigm in healthcare is being a patient-centered medical home. Mm-hmm. And our leadership has moved in that direction very powerfully. And hence all the different disciplines that we've had, our pharmacy, our optometry, our behavioral health, dentistry. So we are wanting our patients to come to us for their all their healthcare needs, and we want to be there for them.
And I think there's a benefit to that, having it all in one place. So that's amazing. Definitely. Anne, did you have anything you
want to add? Sure. I'll just add, I'm not sure if we mentioned it yet, that we're a federally qualified health center. So we're an FQHC, and we are Joint Commission accredited and patient-centered medical home certified. So I think that speaks volumes to the quality of care that we provide. Mm-hmm. We every 3 years are visited by HRSA, who does site visits for us. We're also Joint Commission visits us to make sure that we're following all the standards and all the quality measures to ensure that we're providing exceptional quality care. So I think that's very important to add. Oftentimes people don't know, the story behind it, but being a federally qualified health center and Joint Commission accredited, I think, speaks volumes. And the fact that we continue to pass those certifications every 3 years, I think, demonstrates, the quality care that we provide in the community.
Right. Being able to walk up to the place that you're going to be receiving care and knowing that it's going to be done with excellence is huge, because obviously you want to be taken care of. I mean, your health is a huge deal. So being able to come to Central Florida Healthcare and know that you're going to get top-notch care is amazing. And the fact that you guys have been offering that for 50 years is truly incredible. So congratulations to all of you.
Thank you so much.
It's very exciting. So, kind of along with that, Central Florida Healthcare has obviously been very involved in the community in a lot of different ways. And two of them I kind of thought of, but if there's anything else that you guys want to add, of course you can. But I thought a lot about the food distribution program. So there are 10 distribution sites, and 9 of them are right here in Polk County, which is huge. So I kind of wanted to ask you guys how that came about and how many families or people are served through those programs.
Sure. So one of the things that we learned from COVID was that we needed to do things differently, and how important that was to serve our community in different ways. We can't expect every patient to come to our location for care. So starting to utilize our mobile units became very important during COVID. And I serve on the board for the United Way, and learned of the opportunity for us to get involved in the Ending Hunger Initiative through the United Way, mm-hmm. through the George Jenkins Foundation. And so I raised our hand, as I often do, and volunteered us to be able to be part of that food distribution project. And so we applied for various ones throughout the community. And as you mentioned, in Polk County, we have that opportunity to be involved in 9 and lead 9 of those distributions.
So amazing.
We have our staff that goes out, and they're assigned, every other week. They go out, they meet the food truck, they box up fresh fruits and vegetables and meat for families, and those boxes are for families in need. We don't question their income or anything. Mm-hmm. We just, if they're there to receive food, then we gladly give that food to them. And so we help at each one of those locations every other week over 200 families. And so it's just been very heartwarming to see that even though we are, a medical facility providing, care, medical and dental care, what is it that we can do different, and what difference can we make in the community? And so I think this has opened up our minds, and it's opened up our hearts to be able to serve differently and to make a greater impact in the community.
Yeah, that's incredible. I think that you guys are going outside the four walls of your facilities and really reaching out your hand to help. It's one thing to help people with their health, but, to go outside and be like, what else can we do to help you, find wholeness in your life and, fill in gaps where maybe you need help. And the fact I was reading, I've been getting the emails for the food distribution for a while, because it's a great thing that we try to share too. And it's amazing that there are no requirements that somebody can come up and just receive.
Right.
And that's a really huge blessing. You know, there's no requirement. If you have a need, we're here to meet the need and we're not going to question you about it, you know, and that's a big deal.
I think people just have to, there might be some minor requirements, right? They provide the number of people in their household.
Right.
And their zip code.
Yeah.
We don't ask about income at all. And what we found, you know, as a patient-centered medical home, is that in order for one to be healthy, it takes more than medicine, right?
Yeah.
And we talk about food being medicine. And food insecurity, particularly at this time with inflation, is on the rise. And so people need good, healthy food choices in order for them to be well.
Yeah, absolutely. They go hand in hand. It makes perfect sense for you guys to be offering something like this. So, and especially with inflation, I mean, it's crazy. It's a weird time out there. You know, COVID started a lot of things, but then, you know, there are after effects and things that we're all still dealing with. So the fact that you guys are still answering that call beyond COVID, obviously COVID isn't over. But that the bigger part of feeling like, oh my gosh, we're in the midst of this pandemic, you know, we're finding a new normal. But the fact that you guys are still trying to answer that call is huge and a huge blessing to the people of Polk County, obviously. So we appreciate that you guys are offering that service. So another thing that you guys are doing in the community is a little bit closer to our hearts because we're biased and it's Community Fest and that's our event. And you guys have been involved in Community Fest for quite some time. And we actually just had Community Fest this past weekend. So that was March 4th, I believe. It feels like a lifetime ago, but we just did it. It's crazy. And usually if you're out there listening and you stop by Central Florida Healthcare's tent at Community Fest, you'll most likely find a fun character that you can take pictures with. So we had them a part of that this year. So I wanted to ask kind of why you guys think it's important to be involved in local events like Community Fest. I'm sure you guys are involved in other things, but obviously being involved locally is a huge deal. So I just thought you guys could speak a little bit to that.
Sure. I will just add to that I think, again, as we talked about the food drops, the importance for us to be out in the community and to represent the community is a big deal. We need to be part of the community. We need the community to know that we care about everybody. Mm-hmm. And then also it gives us that opportunity to share our services. Because as we know, more and more people, affordability for many things, including healthcare, is one. And as Dr. Nelson James mentioned, being able to come to our location, we have case managers. They sit down and meet with all of any patient that walks in through the doors. But being able to talk about all our services and knowing that they can come to us and we provide affordable health care, I think it's a big deal. So I think, you know, twofold, getting out in the community is very important. And we encourage all of our employees to volunteer, and they willingly do that, mm-hmm. and they enjoy it.
Which is amazing. That yes, they enjoy it and want to do it.
Yes. And so I think, you know, getting them out in the community and understanding the importance of volunteering, but also it gives us that opportunity to share our story, mm-hmm. and our services with the community.
Yeah.
Central Florida is healthcare with a heart. But one of the other things we focus on is we want to be an employer of choice. Mm-hmm. And that means we have to recognize that our employees are a microcosm of the communities that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
So we are happy when they're leaning in, when they want to volunteer, because it's their aunt, moms, dads, cousins, and everyone in the communities that we serve. So it's really, really important. I can't stress how wonderful it is to be employed, mm-hmm. by a corporation that you really, really enjoy their mission and vision. You feel plugged in, you lean in, because it's not just lip service.
Right.
We care about the people who work with us, for us. And by showing them that we care, they also want to extend themselves to the communities.
Right.
So we have a huge volunteer. Everything we're doing, we're never short of employees
Yeah.
giving up their time, mm-hmm. to say, hey, no, we want to be here to help out.
So. Yeah, that's when you know, I feel like you're doing something right. When your employees, you know, it's not just like Monday through Friday and I'm out of here. You know? I'm passionate about what is going on in the place that I work, and there's a sense of pride.
I love it. I feel so, you know I feel it, but when I look out and see that the other people I work with feel it, and you say, okay, it's not just me.
Right.
We are making a difference.
It's a little bit contagious.
Yes.
Which is a really special thing.
Amazing.
So it's always great to see how you guys have been so, you know, submerged in the community and trying to make a difference and just sharing what services you provide so that people can access affordable health care. And healthcare that's done with excellence and high quality and all of those things. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
The Low Payment Kings at the Mahalik Auto Group are very proud and excited to be sponsoring another season of the Winter Haven Chamber Podcast. Hi, it's Ralph Mahalik Jr., the Low Payment King. I just want to remind everybody that the Low Payment Kings are 4 stores here in Polk County, Alfa Romeo Fiat of Winter Haven, Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Winter Haven, Lake Wales Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Posner Park Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Fiat. And we look forward to serving you and saving you more here in 2023. We have 1,700 vehicles in stock and incoming, so we can get you satisfied today or in the near future. We're very proud of our 5-star team and all the clients that we've satisfied in 2022 and over the last 57 years with the Low Payment Kings Mahalik Auto Group. And we look forward to satisfying you soon too in all departments. New and used vehicle sales, service, parts, maintenance, recalls, body shop, collision center, and a whole lot more. We're proud of all the community work we do with various charities and community events throughout Polk County, and the Low Payment Kings are very proud to be part of the fastest growing county in the state of Florida, that's Polk County. When you have time, please like us on all our social media pages and check out lowpaymentkings.com. where you can get pre-approved for your car, truck, van, or SUV, schedule a service appointment, look at our career opportunities at all of our stores, and even get pre-approved for your loan or lease. Again, visit lowpaymentkings.com, call us toll-free soon, and like us on all our social media. God bless you and your family, and I wish you everyone the best of luck in 2023.
I will also add, I think over the years that Central Florida Healthcare, in my belief, has generally been misunderstood or almost invisible, you know, like people don't know about us and or what we do. And so I think really it's important for us to continue to be present in the community so that we can answer those questions. You know, today you mentioned that, you know, you didn't know that we have a pharmacy.
Absolutely.
And so we want to be able to continue to showcase what we do because we do it so well. Mm-hmm. I often say that, you know, we are the premier primary care provider in this community. There are lots of subspecialty groups, but I think that for primary care, we're the ones that do it so well.
Mm-hmm. Here,
and
here.
This community is growing so rapidly. And, you know, every time I drive there and see the traffic, I'm just like, what happened to Winter Haven?
I know. We're bursting at the seams.
We are. And so the need continues to grow astronomically. So we want to continue to represent Central Florida Healthcare and let the community know what we do and that we're here for them.
Well, you guys are doing a great job of that. And obviously we appreciate that too, because, you know, Community Fest is just one example, but it's our event and it's great to see you guys not only getting out there and telling people about what you do, but also just giving kids like an awesome day in the park. They get to meet like people they see on their favorite movies, and you guys get to be associated with the memories that they make, which is really special, I think. So that's really awesome that you guys continue to be involved in the community this way. So something that happened recently that I wanted to highlight was the ribbon cutting that we hosted for the newest facility in Winter Haven, which is the Behavioral Health Center. So I wanted to see if you guys would be able to tell us a little bit about why you guys are excited for this service to be coming to downtown Winter Haven. I mean, it's like right outside of downtown Winter Haven. So I consider it downtown Winter Haven.
It is. Yeah. It's, if not downtown, it's walking distance.
Right. I mean, it's right there. Absolutely.
Yeah. So behavioral health, you know, it's still, I think I'd say, in the toddler stage of development for Central Florida Healthcare. We started this program about 3 years ago with one clinician. And so, you know, then COVID hit. You know, I think we started the March of 2020 was when we started, and COVID was just around that time. And so what we found is that the need for behavioral health care has continued to grow. We're now up to 5 clinicians, including 2 prescribers and 3 therapists. And the need continues to be there. And I don't think that we've even scratched the surface. Mm-hmm. I think moving to downtown Winter Haven, we were in a small office in Dundee. But moving to downtown Winter Haven has helped us to become a little bit more centralized for patients to access. Mm-hmm. It's also probably on the bus route, so patients are able to get there a little easier and central to all of our facilities. Not to forget, but we also offer telehealth services as well. So those who are in remote areas like in Highlands County and Hardy counties are able to access services through that site as well.
That's amazing. Yeah, when we went in for the ribbon cutting, the facility is great and the location
Isn't
is
it?
Great too. Yeah. Yeah. So I just think that, you know, especially it's interesting that this happened around COVID, that you guys kind of started this. And then after COVID, I feel like there's even more of a need for behavioral health services.
People need to cope.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Multiple reasons, you know, there was a lot of grief and loss, you know, throughout COVID. Not only that, but not just for people loss, but for jobs.
Yeah, you know, beyond that. Yeah,
exactly. Well beyond that. And, you know, COVID-19 as a virus has been known to have some neuropsychiatric effects on people who did survive as well. So it's a lot that folks are coping with, and we want to be part of the solution.
Yeah. And having that in downtown Winter Haven is huge. So that's congratulations to you guys on that. That's only been a couple months ago, right?
Right. It's been probably like 3 months.
Guys, this year's going by. Just Ooh. It's like all a blur.
Tell me about it.
I know. But that was a great ribbon cutting. Lots of people. And obviously, we want to support you guys in that endeavor. So that's fantastic. And also, kind of another need that I wanted to make sure we talk about is there's a need for dentistry in Polk County.
That's my baby, right?
So there. If you want to tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing to meet that need.
Well, we're working night and day trying to. I don't think if we opened up, we now have 11 brick and mortar structures for dentistry. And I think even if we opened up 11 more that we could staff, we would still be just scratching the need for the surface of the need for dentistry and dental care in our communities that we serve. But Central Florida is rising to the challenge. We're not backing down from it. We know that, you know, we need a lot of help and partners to help us to take care of. But right now, we have our 11 brick and mortar. We're opening up other clinics, seeking opportunities to provide care in other clinics. Our CEO is constantly looking to partner with communities to see what can we do with your help, because of course we need a community support.
Right, absolutely.
And we also have, apart from our brick and mortar structures, we have a mobile units, and we have non-burger or school-based sealant programs where we go out to the community schools to put place sealants. We have a medical dental integration program where we have a hygienist who works alongside a pediatrician to provide that initial interfacing of a child on their well child visit, to see a dental professional to see if they're, you know, just for them to have that initial, because there's a lot of dental phobia. So we want from a young age to start letting them
know. I was going to say, me too. Anne just raised her hand. I'm like, I kind of feel the same way a little bit.
You know, my feelings get really hurt. But
I'm telling you, it's but you're right. It starts from a young age.
Yes,
I think you're
and
right.
And if we start letting our young'uns interface with a dental professional where everything is atraumatic, just a really nice visit.
Yeah, it's positive.
It's positive, yay. And of course, we don't want to forget our geriatric community. Right now, we're in the beginning stages of starting to see some patients who are in assisted living facilities. Mm-hmm. So we are just working really, really hard to meet all the needs of the dental. But it is a huge need. And every day we're working hard to see what can we do to help bridge the gap
right.
for the needed. So,
Well, I can tell you what, you guys sound really busy.
That we are.
There is a lot to do, a lot of problems to try to be the solution for. And you guys are really doing a great job at all of these things. And there are so many offerings that you guys had. I mean, I learned a lot just chatting with you guys. So thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, absolutely. Is there anything else that we might have missed that you guys want to make sure our listeners hear about? Anything?
Yeah. You know, I would add, because I don't think we mentioned it, that as a federally qualified health center, that we see patients who are uninsured. A large part of our patient population are the uninsured population, mm-hmm. right? And so we'll see patients regardless of their ability to pay. And we have what's called a sliding fee scale that based on one's income, we will adjust whatever the fees are,
okay.
you know, for our office visit. Wow. We do also have in-house lab draw stations and digital x-ray. And so that also helps with our patients getting good quality access to care in the immediate setting. We have a partnership with LabCorp. So even if our patients are uninsured, we take care of those fees for them wow. and have the opportunity to have our x-rays also overread by a contracted radiology group. So remember what I said about being able to offer primary mm-hmm. health care and the best at it? That's what I mean is that under roof, we are offering pretty much every service that is needed to take care of that individual and the family.
It's amazing.
And I just want to add to that, which is, you know, not us just patting ourselves on the back. We also have on-call doctors.
Mm-hmm.
24 hours a day, you're able to reach.
Right.
Someone. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's a requirement.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we do that, too. And I think that some of the things we do, it's just, you know, baffles me. And that is why I'm so happy that we have this opportunity mm-hmm. because we are here in these communities for these communities. Right. And we don't want, you know, to have these services available and people not avail themselves
right.
to it.
That's,
we want them
yeah.
to know that we don't want you coming to Central Florida Healthcare because you feel I don't have any other choice. We want you to know you're making the best choice
Absolutely.
Coming to Central
yeah.
Florida Healthcare.
And hopefully people who are listening now have an even better understanding of what you guys do and what you offer. So hopefully this podcast will bring even more knowledge to the community about how amazing Central Florida Healthcare is and how amazing you guys have been for 50 years. I mean, come on. That doesn't come, you know, easily.
So one final thing I'd like to add is I would love for everyone to know that you know, we just have the leadership team is so caring and so dedicated to what we do. And so we're always looking ahead for that opportunity to grow and expand. I'm not sure if you're aware, but we purchased the property on First Street.
I thought I saw a sign over there.
Yes,
so, sure did.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so we committed to that location
okay.
because we feel like and where we are right now, is doing great, but we're again busting at the seams.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got that opportunity for, we're probably looking at a 40,000 square foot building
wow.
That will put everybody under one roof, will give us that opportunity to grow and expand and to potentially add some specialty care services. So when we refer patients, they can actually perhaps just get care with us. So we're excited for that. We'll have a drive-through pharmacy there.
Ooh,
yeah, so we're really
convenience.
Yes. So we're really excited about that opportunity. And I think, again, it demonstrates our commitment to the community, that we know there's a huge need for us and that we are going to continue to look forward and be forward thinkers and make sure mm-hmm. that we do everything that we can to take care of the community.
That's amazing. You know, I was just driving on First Street the other day. I was like, is that Central Florida Healthcare? We just
sure
did a
is.
Ribbon cutting for them. So it's amazing. You guys are spreading like wildfire. And obviously, like we've talked about in this, you know, podcast, there's obviously a need for more healthcare and access to these things. So obviously, being able to move into a building and continue to grow as our community grows is a benefit. So obviously, we're excited for you guys. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And another great location. You guys just know how to pick them, you know? So they're right in downtown. So if you're listening to this podcast, make sure you go on Facebook, follow Central Florida Healthcare, get on their website, check them out, and make sure you support them in all of their endeavors to help make Winter Haven the best place to play, stay, work, and live.
Thank you.
So thank you guys for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yes, our pleasure.
We'd like to welcome and thank Advent Health for sponsoring Season 6 of our podcast.
Hi, my name is Dr. Olamide Oshikoya, and I'm here to tell you about the partnership between Advent Health and Rothman Orthopedics that is revolutionizing how care is delivered to patients in Central Florida. As a shoulder and elbow orthopedic surgeon for Rothman Orthopedics, I offer specialized, tailored care to treat conditions such as arthritis, tendon disorders, bone loss, fractures, and instability. My team and I at Rothman Orthopedics have partnered with Advent Health to provide innovative, expert care for joint treatment and sports medicine intervention. Our offered care is tailored to meet each patient's health goals. Next day appointments are available. Please call 844-407-4070 or visit us at transformingortho.com.
We'd like to thank today's podcast guests, Anne, Kara, and Karen with Central Florida Healthcare. Be sure to tune in every week to It's Happening in the Haven, available on all your favorite podcasting platforms. To learn more about Winter Haven and the Chamber, visit winterhavenchamber.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We hope you've learned a little bit about our community today and even more about the people who are shaping its future. After all, no true community exists without the people who form it. Winter Haven. Some call it a haven, we call it home.